DW.
It's a fine summer morning, 60 kilometers north of Amsterdam. A vintage vessel is taken to the sea, carrying a curious bunch of explorers. Destination, the islands that weren't. We are in the Marke Meer, a giant, expansive lake that now features an archipelago. It was originally sealed off by a dam in the 70s and since left to stagnate with no inlet or outlet of water, while politicians argued for decades if they should fill it up and build houses on it. Hans van Amstel is a guide to this unmapped territory. He works for Natuurmonumenten, the Dutch NGO behind the idea of building islands here using the silt at the bottom.
In 1976, they made an extra dam between Lelystad and Enkhuizen. And at that moment, this lake became isolated area and it causes suffocating blanket of slick at the bottom of Marke Meer. And we pump the slick and the clay and the peat into those isles and we filled them with the soil that's causing the problem over here in Marke Lake.
The idea of creating islands from the refashioned silt, clay and shells was to give nature a sort of anchor, an invitation to bring back the plants and the birds that could give this dead pool a new lease of life. And after an hour of sailing, the islands do indeed start to appear on the horizon. The tourists begin to get excited.
Oh, I hope to see, so maybe a little tern, and maybe some the common terns, and some waders, the birds with the long legs. Yeah, you never know, maybe some new birds. It's a new island, so you can expect everything here.
It's like disembarking on virgin shores. There are sand dunes and windswept reeds. A brand new Nordic-style visitor center stands on the island, serving only tea, coffee and apple pie. There's a beach with soft, pure-looking sand and clear water where a father and a daughter are swimming. It feels like we've been let in on a well-kept secret.
4 years ago, there wasn't anything right here. There was just water, so all the reed, all the slick, all the buildings, the sand dams, etc., was just like what we see at the other side, just plain water.
Of these five new, somewhat bowl-shaped landmasses covered in sand and grass and dented by water channels, only one is open to tourists. The islands are a work in progress where nature now has the upper hand. First, the grasses sprung to life. Then the birds arrived. As of the last count, some 120 species have made a home here. There are geese, gulls, eider ducks, cormorants, waders, spoonbills, and more than 2,200 nesting common terns. We meet with a researcher from Wageningen University, Lisbeth Bakker, who, with her feet in the water and equipment bundled up in her hands, is carrying out some experiments.
I'm taking the oxygen level of the water layer, as well as the temperature. And one of the interesting things you see of this Marke Wadde is made of the sediment of Lake Marke Meer. And Lake Marke Meer is originally, it was a sea, so it's marine sediment. And that means the mineral content of the water can be really high because probably the sediments are still giving some salt.
These minerals in the water are a sign that the Marke Meer is coming back to life. Another sign is the presence of zooplankton or animal plankton, which is larger than phytoplankton and attracts swarms of bigger fish.
You see things swimming around, and the lighter ones are zooplankton. So they're tiny crustaceans that live in the water. Yeah, they're brilliant food for fish.
These efforts at the Marke Meer are part of mending an eco-chain that was broken. The way the land on these islands is nurtured is vital to creating a stable environment where the elements of that chain can be revived. Before, there was an enclosed space and a concrete dam. Now the islands are a heaven where diverse forms of life can thrive.
I think any delta area, you could create these type of islands. Essentially, Netherlands is a huge delta area also.
And that means that the nature that's native and the biodiversity is native to this place, they depend on this delta-style system. So the transition between land and water. And that's the thing they created here, that instead of just water and then stone dikes and then land, all disconnected, they make the connection here. The gain in biodiversity is tremendous, and now nature sort of takes over the process.
Not everyone is pleased that nature now takes priority. We move to the nearby hamlet of Urk, which itself has a peculiar history. Funnily enough, the reverse of the Markerwadden. This was an island until the Dutch built dam and reclaimed land all around it, and the island was swallowed by the mainland. In the lazy afternoon sun, we find Louv Kaptein, the captain of a small fishing fleet, taking a rest in his warehouse. The local fishermen used to catch small white fish, sea bass, as well as shrimp in the enclosed Marker Sea, but not anymore.
We don't have a problem with the Markerwadden. We love nature too, because we are nature people. But all these nets over here are now worthless. Now we can only use 15% of them, and we've never seen a penny of compensation. So then we tried to go further out to the North Sea. We've adapted two boats for that, but really they are too small. We tried for years to go out there in spring to get back on our feet.
The local fishermen used to catch small white fish, sea bass, as well as shrimp in the enclosed Marker Sea, but not anymore. With the Marker Mere now sealed off as a natural area, fishermen like Lou, Captain, and their small fleets have to venture out in the open sea and compete with the big trawlers and more modern high sea vessels for their catch. As we can see so clearly here, everything is connected, and changes to the environment impact everyone. But this time, it seems like we are letting nature take the lead on where to go next. Chiara Reed, DW, in the Markerwadden.
DW.